You're listening to SBS News.
Refugees from the Ethiopian region of Tigray continue to flee into neighbouring Sudan as Ethiopia's Prime Minister declared that federal forces will launch a final military assault against Tigrayan troops in the coming days. The United Nations has warned of a worsening crisis, with refugees fleeing and people trapped in Tigray starting to go hungry. Those who manage to escape across the border tell tales of horror.
People are killed with bullets, with knives, with swords. We ran into the desert, then into the mountains to hide. And today we came here, and we only just made it. We paid a price higher than anything to get here.
I was hiding for 4 days in Abdul Rafah, inside someone else's house. And then the man came and told us that he'd heard they were going house to house, looking for Tigrayans. And as soon as I heard what he said, that very night we got a small car and left immediately.
Inside the Tigray region, cut off from the world with roads and airports closed, food and fuel and medical supplies are running desperately short. The Ethiopian Prime Minister, Abiy Ahmed, last year's Nobel Peace Prize winner, continues to reject international pleas to de-escalate the conflict. He launched airstrikes and a ground offensive on November the 4th after accusing former comrades in the local ruling party, the Tigray People's Liberation Front, of armed revolt. A Geneva-based spokesman for the United Nations Refugee Agency, Baba Balouche, says aid workers are being overwhelmed as people cross the border into Sudan to seek safety.
UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency, is warning that a full-scale humanitarian crisis is unfolding as thousands of refugees flee ongoing fighting in Ethiopia's Tigray region each day to seek safety in eastern Sudan. This is an influx unseen over the last two decades in this part of Sudan. Women, men, and children are crossing the border at the rate of 4,000 people per day since 10th of November, rapidly overwhelming the humanitarian response capacity on the ground. So far, more than 27,000 refugees have now crossed into Sudan.
One of the UNHCR officials working in Sudan with the refugees is Jens Hazeman.
The situation is very bad, to put it mildly. There are about 15,000 people here right now who've basically arrived over the last 5 days.
He says that aid agencies had been able to provide the start of some provision, but he warns that much more needs to be done. That's echoed by Stefan Dujarric, the spokesman for the Secretary General of the United Nations, speaking in New York.
There have been reports of rocket attacks as the Amhara region as well as in Eritrea. There's also a reported airstrike in the vicinity of Mekele, the main city in Tigray region. Our humanitarian colleagues repeat their call to all parties to the conflict to de-escalate, to avoid further casualties and the suffering of civilians. According to unconfirmed reports, there's a massive internal displacement from western to northern Tigray. More than 25,000 Ethiopians have crossed into Sudan so far.
He has appealed for all those involved in the conflict to make humanitarian aid a priority.
The protection of civilians and the adherence to international humanitarian law must be enforced as a priority by all parties. In addition, we call for humanitarian access, the resumption of telecommunications and basic supplies, including food, medicine and fuel for citizens in the Tigray region.
Ethiopia's Prime Minister says his government is ready to receive and reintegrate the refugees and said that federal forces would protect them. But many refugees say it was those same forces that sent them fleeing in the first place. Alan Lee, SBS News.